Washington State, Mount St. Helens, is spewing more lava, ash, and steam this week. Scientists doubt whether there will ever be a repeat of 1980, when a series of violent eruptions at the peak killed 57 people. The blast disemboweled the volcano, and the surrounding area is now mostly uninhabited. Americans still remain wary of Mount St. Helens, but scientists worry that Italians may be a little too casual about the danger posed by Mount Vesuvius. In the year 79 AD, Vesuvius buried the people of Pompeii and surrounding areas in a sea of mud, cinder, and ash. Today, millions of Italians live in the vicinity. About 600,000 of them live directly on the volcano's skirt in the Bay of Naples. Haraldur Sigurdsson teaches oceanography at the University of Rhode Island and has studied Mount Vesuvius up close since the 1970s. He joins us from the studios of member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Is there any way to tell when Mount Vesuvius will erupt next?
No, but there's a way to tell when an eruption may be imminent, and the signs are not here yet, indicating that it's likely to be happening in the next weeks or in the next months, because when magma moves towards the surface, or molten rock from deep within the earth, that molten rock will have to displace solid rock, and the volcano will inflate, rather like a pregnant woman. It swells up before an eruption.
Last eruption was in 1944. How serious was it?
1944 eruption was a very important eruption because it terminated a cycle of activity in Vesuvius, and it shut down the volcano up to now for 60 years.
Professor, how would you rank the possibility that Vesuvius could erupt again on a scale that rivals that of what happened in 79 AD?
Well, we know with great certainty, really, that Vesuvius will erupt again. The question is when. We also know now that there is magma or molten rock beneath Vesuvius. For a number of years, scientists have been X-raying or CAT scanning the volcano, looking at it from various angles. And for a number of years now, we've seen that there's no magma in the upper levels of the volcano, within, let's say, 4 or 5 kilometers. But recently, there have been studies that have been made that have shown that there is some magma at a depth of about 8 to 10 kilometers beneath the volcano, and in quite a large area. So that's an important discovery that was made essentially in 2001. But that doesn't mean that this just appeared. It's probably been there for, well, hundreds of thousands or possibly million years. Now, get to your question, what's the likelihood of an eruption of the size of 79 AD? I'm afraid we can't answer that.
How did it happen that you have 600,000 people living directly on the volcano's skirt?
Well, every time I visit the area, I shake my head. I'm amazed. Somehow, the urban sprawl just keeps creeping up higher and higher on the flanks of the volcano, closer and closer to the crater. People are sort of oblivious. They know of the volcano, but they say, well, you know, I only need about 50 years here of peace and quiet, and I think I'll invest here and live here and hope nothing happens.
Professor, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Haraldur Sigurdsson, professor of oceanography at the University of Rhode Island. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.